Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 26th of September, recording at 3:12 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, it's an early recording because I have the ring cycle, as I've mentioned before. I should also say that I have somewhat less comment today, although I was in quite early. I did have a lengthy board meeting. Those of you who have them will know that they are sort of necessary evils that occur, well, mercifully for me, not more than on a monthly basis. And now, straight into the markets here. First, a brief look at the highlights. In the Asian stock markets, well, a mixed performance. China appears to have boiled over a little bit and entered a consolidation. That includes the Hang Seng Index, which has certainly earned a consolidation after its very, very powerful global leading run recently, ever since Bernanke cut interest rates last time. And the Indian stock market, also a little bit overextended, but pushed above the 17,000 level on the Sensex index here today. European markets are quite firm. They were soft yesterday, and most of these appear to be regaining yesterday's declines, and perhaps a bit more, although it's before the closes. The US market is quite steady. It currently up 63 on the Dow, 5.5 on the S&P, 16 on the NASDAQ composite. It liked the news that a General Motors settlement with the unions has actually occurred. And the other thing I noticed was that there was a big drop in durable goods. May have helped in the sense that it would encourage the belief that interest rates will be cut yet again. That's certainly my view. Looking elsewhere, we see the U.S. dollar is a little bit steadier in here today. Not much. The precious metal markets appear to me very much to be in a consolidation. It may be a brief consolidation. Remember, we had that shakeout yesterday, and then they regained most of the losses. They declined early on today, but are currently up as I speak, with gold currently at 734.65. That's up 295. That's a spot bullion price. I think we've had a new all-time high on platinum. I am sure we've had that, but it hasn't run in here today. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it doesn't run on the upside fairly soon. And in the industrial metals, I think we're mostly firmer. Let me just check. Soft semi, yes, definitely. Firmer right across the boards. Soft commodities are pretty steady generally as well. Now, natural gas is a little bit easier. I'm in here today. That has lagged throughout. And I tell a lie. Natural gas is up half a cent in here. And that's a 50 cents in here. Let me get it right. Natural gas up 50 cents at $6.40. And crude has pushed back above the $80 level, currently at $80.50. That's up 97 cents on the day. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets are still deriving some comfort from the Bernanke 50 basis points interest rate cut, which has helped to restore confidence. And we first saw a big bout of short covering, and I think we have also seen some people on the sidelines moving back into markets, which is helping to fuel this rally. The Asian markets and the resources, this is a very familiar story, but it's one that few of you will tire of hearing, at least if your portfolio is remotely like mine. But they remain very strong overall. And the laggard in here is currently Europe, although up today and reasonably comfortably above those important mid-August lows. And the US stock market is doing somewhat better than Europe overall. And that's due to of course, the interest rate cuts in the States. And I think the performance is also flattered somewhat by the softness of the US dollar overall. Now, that's bullish for US export companies, and it also makes US assets cheaper for everyone else in the world other than Americans residing in the United States with dollar accounts. Now, where do we go from here? Well, I am a bit concerned about risks relating to the US dollar, as you know, and I'm also concerned about the banking sector. And if we see the Western bank indices breaking down into new low ground and not reversing immediately, in other words, if they go down and test their lows and hold, then that's fine. But if we see Western banking indices extend their overall downtrends, that will set alarm bells ringing in my mind. And I do hold the view, and I mentioned this before. I first heard it from Bill Mott at the Intelligent Investor Conference, in which I participated last week, when he said, if the outlook is bad for, he was talking about European and specifically UK banks at the time, but he said, if the outlook is bad for banks at today's prices, this was last week's, but it would also apply to today's prices, then the outlook is even worse for the rest of the market. And I do very much agree with that. Banks are a key lead indicator. And the evidence of a sustainable low is not convincing enough. In the US banks, or among the US banks rather, only Goldman Sachs has seen a really meaningful recovery, as far as I'm aware. And we need to see the broader indices pushing up well to underpin what I have long forecast as being a reasonably good, quite good fourth quarter of this year for global stock markets. So those are the two things that we need to be worried about. If we're going to get that good fourth quarter, the banking indices in the West need to improve, also Japan. And the dollar needs to do a little bit more ranging than sliding, and that would also help. Conversely, weak banks and an accelerating dollar, and we can expect some trouble in terms of overall performance, particularly in the West. Now, government bonds, long-dated government bonds. One of my longer-term concerns is when yields next push significantly higher. That's not going to happen anytime soon, in my opinion. It's not evident on the charts, and I don't think it's evident from the fundamentals. Yes, food prices are leading inflation. Yes, gold prices are signaling a little bit of inflation, but don't forget, gold has not broken to a new all-time high against many currencies. It has against a couple. I think it's done it against the yen, it's done it against the US dollar, probably the South African rand. Well, it's worth having another look at that. Perhaps I'll do that tomorrow. And of course, subscribers can do that at any time. So it would be a mistake to say that gold is giving a big inflation signal in here right now. But we certainly do know about the food price inflation. But yet, with the US economy clearly having slowed and in for a couple of difficult quarters at least, and with the European economy showing signs of slowing, well, I'm not too concerned about the inflationary pressures. And of course, if we get the Western economies slowing, then other parts of the world that export to the West would see some knock-on effect there. So overall, I look for a bit of slowdown in the rate of global GDP growth, but remember, we still have a synchronized global economic recovery. And I still maintain that the US can just squeak by avoiding a recession defined by two consecutive quarters of minus GDP figures. But it's going to be a close run thing, in my view, and the risks remain to the downside. Precious metals. And this is a good environment. I've described it, both Owen and I have described it as a perfect storm for precious metals. And I do expect another run in coming weeks and months for this sector. Industrial metals are also doing quite well in here. They are priced in dollars, so that helps to flatter their performance, or mostly are they're quoted in dollars, which does help to flatter the performance a little bit there as well. All these industrial commodities remain in secular bull markets. So I think that's about it. Tomorrow I will be in working at normal hours, but Friday I'll be off to an early start and completion as well. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.